hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm reading an MSNBC article talking about anticipating a new surge of swine flu in the fall. Federal health and education officials on Friday, that's today, urged schools to stay open, but to plan to segregate sick students from staff and to provide protective gear such as face masks to prevent further infection. Schools should plan now to react to the influx of cases of the novel, they call it, H1N1 influenza virus, including finding ways to continue operating even when some children and staff show up sick. Closure of the schools is rarely indicated, even if the H1N1 is in schools, noted Dr. Thomas Frieden, the director of Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. His comments came on as the CDC issued new guidelines Friday for the nation's 130,000 schools, which serve about 55 million children. Frieden was joined at the news conference by top officials overseeing the swine flu crisis, including Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, and Education Secretary Amy Duncan. Now, the new recommendations conclude, and they are urging parents to keep sick children home, to wash hands frequently, and to cover coughs, but also say kids can come back to school 24 hours after the last sign of fever instead of making them wait a week. Now, the local decisions here to close schools will remain a local one. In general, schools with only a few cases of flu should remain open, and parents should be confident about sending their kids there. He urged school officials to start thinking about how to put in place homeschooling plans, including telephone or web-based instructions. Sounds kind of weird if your kid, 24 hours, can go back to school once the fever leaves. Now, I wonder, because they don't talk about any vaccination program in this, John. Not one word.
Yeah, well, what they're publicly saying right now is that it's voluntary. And based on what Dr. Deagle told me today, I think you need to put that in quotation marks. You know, they're saying it's voluntary. Well, they have all kinds of coercive ways to, quote-unquote, persuade you.
Well, let me take that back. There is one line at the end of the story that it's not a cast in stone, but it says states and school districts should be preparing for the possibility of mass vaccinations. Now, with the power of the media, they can convince people of a lot of different things. And I can already see the campaign. It's already started, that you should get your children and you should get your H1N1 flu vaccine shot now. Don't wait in line. It may be too late. The supplies are limited, so hurry on in and get your squalene and mercury-laced vaccination. It's all...
Yeah, that is how they'll do it.
It's all a marketing campaign. And there are only a few drug companies that are going to be in the business here of making this vaccination. And, I mean, for the World Health Organization, I keep wanting to call it the World Horror Organization. That must be a Freudian slip there. At any rate, there stands to be billions and billions of dollars made off of this mass injection. And I remember back in 1976 that there was a swine flu problem and they wanted you to get the injections then. But magically and mysteriously, this has morphed itself into bird flu and swine flu and other types of flus that have just recombinated, and it's going to be the deadliest outbreak, with the possibility, according to the World Health Organization, of it killing one-third of the population on planet Earth. You think they're building up here, folks? I do. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
MSNBC again. Early flu shot season may come in 3 jabs. They start out the story by saying, get ready to roll up your sleeve 3 times for flu shots this fall. That's right, 3 times. This year's flu season is shaping up to be the very different one. Most people will need 1 shot for the regular seasonal flu. Notice they said you need 1 shot for the regular seasonal flu and probably 2 others to protect against the new swine flu. Experts suggest that you get the first shot as early as this month, if you can find it. Dr. William Schaffner, a Vanderbilt University flu expert referring to seasonal flu vaccine, said we'd like to get job one and get most of it done. To get it done before we start to tackle job two, the more complex task of swine flu vaccinations. The 5 vaccine manufacturers that supply the United States are finishing up production of seasonal flu vaccine earlier than usual. Health officials say that they expect about half or more of the 120 million doses of seasonal vaccine to be available by the end of this month. Most of the rest are due out by the end of September. Some manufacturers report that distributors are quickly buying up supplies. Now, those 5 companies, including one that makes the nasal spray version of flu vaccine, are the same ones making the new swine flu vaccine. Notice they don't give you the names of the manufacturers. They are on track to start delivering the first batches of that in September, but the bulk isn't expected until late October or November. Now, it sparked questions about how all this is going to work. Officials want to get as many people as possible vaccinated against both forms of the flu, but a lot of that depends on the consumers and how many trips they'll be willing to take. And can't you just get one flu shot for all of it, maybe just two? Well, they talk about logistics and caution. Scientists believe the swine flu vaccine will be most effective if given in two doses about 3 weeks apart. Also, they don't think that the seasonal swine flu vaccines can be combined into one syringe or vial and still be effective. So they've got to be administered as separate doses, even if it's during the same appointment. Now, so far, the locations where people received their flu shots in 2007, 5% at the health department, 6% at the pharmacy. They have 10% at other, whatever other is, 13% at the hospital, 15% at the workplace, 18% at clinic or health center, and 33% at the doctor's office. Now, I'm sure that that other 10% was probably at your local grocery store or your pharmacy or whatever the case may be. They're gearing up for this, John. They even in the story, they talk about how the health officials were haunted by the swine flu vaccine campaign in 1976, which was stopped after unexpectedly high numbers of patients suffered a paralyzing condition called Guillain-Barré syndrome. Now, they say, well, it's not clear the vaccine was to blame. Health officials want to carefully monitor people who get the new swine flu vaccine for any problems. John, they said that we're not even going to do any clinical test on this stuff. We're going to manufacture, we're going to put it in the marketplace because of the worldwide threat. And as I said, WHO, World Health Organization, said that this could possibly kill 2 billion people worldwide. So the fear factor is already built in there. And the people that don't know what's in these vaccinations, they don't know the history of squalene in these vaccinations or even mercury in the vaccinations. They're not given this information. So we're going to herd a bunch of people up by way of fear, and you're going to get your shot. Now, I hope that we are wrong about this. I hope this is not a mass genocide program.
Well, it sure is a mass genocide program. The first shot will inactivate the immune system. The second injects a deadly live attenuated viruses. The third reactivates the immune system, which causes the deadly cytokine storm. The victim dies not from the flu, but from deliberate murder by Big Pharma. True Ott has got new information also, where he says that he's discovered at least five different reverse-engineered versions of the 1918 virus. Each virus produces markedly different symptoms, and each has different transferability factors. He says it appears that this first release is the mildest one, and each quote, season will get more and more deadly. He thinks this is a 3 to 5 year agenda, and they'll be covering their tracks by saying it's all a natural mutation. They've thought of everything. This is really scary what they're doing here.
I have never seen a campaign like this. I have seen campaigns before to get the swine flu shots. And I remember being in the military back in the early 70s, John, and they inoculated our entire military base, Fort Knox. And the company that I was in, they inoculated the troops against a flu. And I don't know what the inoculation was specifically, but it was for a flu. They didn't tell us what it was, but 75% of the company came down with, guess what? The flu. I mean,
well, it's really sick what they're doing. The worst thing about this, John, is that on his deathbed, Louis Pasteur, originator of the germ theory, capitulated to his biggest critic, Antoine Beauchamp. In other words, he realized that his entire germ theory on which vaccines are predicated was wrong. There's no justification for vaccines. It's a scientifically fallacious premise on which they're based. And on his deathbed, Pasteur made the statement, the germ is nothing, the terrain is everything. What he meant by that word terrain was the pH balance in the body. He realized that Beauchamp was correct. The key to health is maintaining a slightly alkaline pH, and the reason is because by doing that, you can absorb a maximum amount of oxygen into the cells. And in 1931, Otto Warburg won a Nobel Prize for his discovery that no pathogen and no virus can live in a highly oxygenated environment. So that is the key to health. But it's swept under the rug by the medical establishment. Biooxidative treatments for cancer and other diseases are totally suppressed because they can't make money off it. And they don't want you to live, they don't want you to be healthy. They want you to be sick and on their drugs like AZT, for example. People have been cured of AIDS using ozone. People have been cured of every kind of cancer using ozone and other biooxidative treatments. My aunt had breast cancer. She had a double mastectomy. She recovered from breast cancer using food grade 35% hydrogen peroxide, which is a way to oxygenate. I would strongly encourage your listeners to go on the website of Ed McCabe. Google Ed McCabe, go on his website and see his video on there about this. He's got a book called Flood Your Body with Oxygen. All your readers should read that book. I have a special report that I make available for $25 on how to use food-grade hydrogen peroxide, where to get it, where to get organic sulfur, where to get the best form of ionic silver. If you want that report, go to IAHF.com, go to my PayPal link, send me $25. I'll send you by email an attached file with this book and with the special report. You can protect yourself from this weaponized flu through this means. You need to oxygenate. People need to get out there and exercise. People need to take organic sulfur, which increases the permeability of cell membranes, to get radically improved oxygen transport to the cells. You can also use food-grade 35% hydrogen peroxide to oxygenate. You can, by paying attention to your diet, you can maintain a slightly alkaline pH to improve your oxygenation. These are ways to protect yourself. You need to be taking vitamin D3, which is the form of vitamin D that you get through sunlight. In my special report, I give you a good source of that, as well as products such as LDM-100. It's from the herb lomatium. This is a substance which, in 1918, there's an Indian tribe in Utah that was using this herb, and they never got that 1918 pandemic. The doctor that the government had administering to this Indian tribe, the Wasatch Indians, was astonished by this. He saw these Indians taking this herb. He realized it was protecting them. He made a tincture from it, administered it to people in San Francisco who were suffering from the pandemic of 1918. It cured them. I've got a source of that in my special report. Go to IAHF.com. Send me $25 through PayPal. I'll send that. I need the money to help prepare for my own survival. This is no joke. I'm urging people, get some food stockpiled. Don't be at the mercy of these people. Don't be in a situation where you have to be out there traveling to get your food. They can set up a roadblock and nail your butt.
All right. The website, nocodexgenocide.com, and I appreciate you coming on the program today, John. How do people contact you? Can they do it through your website or email?
Well, I have an email distribution list at IAHF.com. They can sign on to it for free through there. People can email me at jham@IAHF.com. People can call me at 800-333-2553, and I have that other website that you've been mentioning, nocodexgenocide.com.
All right. John, I appreciate you coming on the program today.
Thank you.
All righty. Folks, we'll take the break here. I'll tell you what. Hang on 1 second. Let me snag one call because I know it's probably going to be on topic here. So, John, hang on through the break here. We'll take another caller here. We'll do that right after this.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. Survivalistseeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Take one more call here. JG in California, you're on with John Hamill.
Oh, God bless you, John. God be with you. Mr. Hamilton, I had a couple of quick questions. I tuned in a little late, and I got on the tail end. What was your association with going around to Congress for signatures? I mean, what was your position for doing this?
Okay, I'm the president of International Advocates for Health Freedom.
Okay.
And I have a lot of grassroots involvement with my organization. I am a consultant to the dietary supplement industry on legislative issues, and I have some clients at our dietary supplement companies.
Okay.
We are faced with a situation where the FDA is setting us up for harmonization of our food and drug laws with Canada and Mexico as if a North American union were already in existence. This is an effort by the FDA to usher in UN Codex restrictions. It's an effort to force us into a North American union. It's all being done behind our backs, and our Congress is too corrupt to give us the oversight that we need.
Okay, that's great. Okay, the second question is, Dr. Bill Deagle is my doctor as well. Were you a guest on his show today, or were you by phone that he spoke on what I'd like you to delineate on is where did he, when he imparted this information, how they'll implement the shots, like by checkpoints, who and how, and where did he get his information?
Well, he called me today before I went on the Barbara Jean show earlier to tell me that this was told to him by some inside sources. He did not reveal who those people were. He's getting calls from a lot of people because he stuck his neck out to go forward on this issue.
Right, right. So he had some verified info where there was some authorization behind us that he got it then.
Yeah, that's what he told me. And he did a show today with Dr. True Ott, which I understand they had Stuart Rhodes from the Oath Keepers organization on the air, which I'm very glad of because I've been trying to bring Stuart up to speed on this issue. And I sincerely hope that he will embrace the issue and take a formal stance on it. It remains to be seen what he'll do in that regard. However, I do like him, and I like his organization, which I'm a member of. And I would encourage anyone out there to join the Oath Keepers, which you can do for free. Google his organization. See the YouTube about it. He's encouraging military and police and sheriffs to disobey illegal orders that are unconstitutional, such as orders to force us into FEMA camps, orders to force this vaccine on us, orders to engage in warrantless searches, to take our firearms, things like that. And he's especially encouraging military and police and sheriffs to join his organization, but anyone can. And since I did a few days ago, I've been really trying hard to network through it, quite successfully, I might add. I like the infrastructure of his website. It's very user-friendly, and it's a good way we can quickly get this message out.
These checkpoints, again, could you elaborate? He relayed to you that what was going to happen, was he generalizing for the public of the United States that these checkpoints were going to be implemented by military?
He didn't specifically tell me that. I imagine it would either be military or police or perhaps both. I didn't have time to ask him as many questions as I would have liked because I was about to go on the air.
Mm-hmm. Was this throughout the whole United States and major cities?
I would imagine it's throughout the whole United States, both in cities and in the country.
And coming up this fall, or is this could be a beta test?
It's coming up this fall.
So he doesn't think he damn well thinks it's going to be this year then.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Your number was 800-333-2553, sir?
That's correct.
Okay, I need to call you. And then, John, this guy that called up earlier implemented that his putting two and two together, were these stores called HEB? Is that some kind of food store in Texas or something?
Yeah, it's a food chain, yeah.
And his presumption was that they're going to have these little clinics with armed people. What did he mean by the yellow shirts?
Well, and they just have T-shirts, yellow T-shirts on.
Oh, I see, yeah, I see.
To designate who they are.
And he suspects there's going to be armed yellow T-shirts in these stores?
I didn't hear him say armed. And if
I heard something like that.
If he did, I don't remember that.
Okay, yeah, maybe I misinterpreted. All right.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you very much then.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We only got about a minute and a half. You told me that Natural Solutions Foundation, gatekeepers out there, what's the deal with them?
Well, they entered our movement and several years ago. Since entering our movement, they've been misdirecting the public to take superfluous courses of action that can't possibly stop Codex. They also sued my friend Kevin Miller, a filmmaker, after they tried unsuccessfully to control the contents of his film titled We Become Silent. They sued him. And by suing him, they prevented him from coming out with an updated version of his film that would have urged people to push for congressional oversight on this trilateral cooperation charter. That's just one example of many things that they've done. There's a lot of articles that have been written that have exposed them. I'm not the only one that's exposing them and saying this. None of the legitimate health freedom organizations in the world respect them or will work with them. And that includes the National Health Federation, the Alliance for Natural Health, the Dr. Rath Health Foundation, and others.
All right. John, thank you. I appreciate it very much, you being on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. We'll break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Paul Watson recently did a story here about Greece to enforce mandatory swine flu vaccinations, and a follow-up about somebody that called the Arkansas State Health Department for advice only to be told the mandatory vaccines were constitutional and could be enforced at gunpoint by the government if necessary. Watson writes, he says, Greece has become the latest country to announce it will enforce a mandatory swine flu vaccination program, despite fears about the jabs containing mercury and squalene. Despite the fact that there has been no deaths whatsoever from the swine flu in the Mediterranean country, the Greek government has resolved to immunize its entire population of 12 million people, all but guaranteeing that several thousand at least will be injured or killed by the vaccine, which is set to be fast-tracked in Europe with no human testing at all. Health Minister Dimitrios Avramopoulos said, we've decided that the entire population, all citizens and residents without any exemption, will be vaccinated against the flu. We're only waiting for the European Union's approval to start vaccinating everyone, a health ministry official told Reuters. As we highlighted last week, many batches of the H1N1 vaccine will contain mercury, a toxin linked with autism and neurological disorders. Cases of autism in the U.S. have increased by 1,500% since 1991, which is when vaccines for children doubled. The swine flu jab will also contain the dangerous ingredient squalene, which has been directly linked to cases of Gulf War syndrome and a host of other debilitating diseases. Squalene contributed to the cascade of reactions called Gulf War Syndrome. GIs developed arthritis, fibromyalgia, and I hope I get this one right, lymphadenopathy, rashes, photosensitive rashes, malar rashes, chronic fatigue, chronic headaches, abnormal body loss, hair loss rather, non-healing skin lesions, ulcers, dizziness, weakness, memory loss, seizures, mood changes, neuropsychiatric problems, antithyroid effects, anemia, elevated ESR, that's electrocyte sedimentation rate, systemic lupus, multiple sclerosis, ALS, Raynaud's phenomenon, Sjögren's syndrome, chronic diarrhea, night sweats, and low-grade fever, according to micropaleontologist Dr. Vera Scheibner. Now, health officials in both the UK and the US have implied that the upcoming mass vaccination program against H1N1 will be mandatory, but no formal decision has been communicated to the public. However, both countries are in the process of purchasing enough doses to cover the entire population. A member of the public who was concerned about the mandatory mass vaccination program in light of the swine flu pandemic called the Arkansas State Health Department for advice, only to be told that mandatory vaccinations were constitutional and could be enforced at gunpoint by the government if necessary. Pharmaceutical companies can be assured that they won't face reprisals for the many thousands of injuries and deaths that will inevitably occur as a result of exposing millions to mercury and squalene during a mass vaccination program, because the government has already acted to provide them with blanket immunity from lawsuits. Vaccine makers and federal officials will be immune from lawsuits that result from any new swine flu vaccine under a document signed by Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius. Now, on the issue here of the Arkansas State Health Department, he also writes that legal counsel tells concerned caller that the American citizens must accept enforced shot in the event of mass swine flu vaccination program. A member of the public who was concerned about the mandatory vaccination program in light of the swine flu pandemic called the Arkansas State Health Department for advice, only to be told that mandatory vaccines were constitutional and, as I said, could be enforced at gunpoint. The editor of the popular blog, Pissed Off Former Democrat, phoned the legal counsel at the Arkansas State Health Department to seek advice about obtaining waiver forms for future mass swine flu vaccination programs. One of his main concerns centered around the fact that the company chosen to mass produce the swine flu vaccine, Baxter International, was recently caught in a scandal after it emerged that they had sent out vaccines contaminated with the H5N1 avian flu virus to 18 countries from their Austrian branch. Now, it was only by providence that the contamination was found after the batch was first tested on ferrets in the Czech Republic before being shipped out for injection into humans. By the way, all the ferrets died and the discovery was made. Now, some Czech newspaper speculated at the time that Baxter was embroiled in a conspiracy to provoke a pandemic from which it would reap billions in profits from producing the vaccine to counter a bird flu outbreak. As they previously covered, the last time the government ordered a mass vaccination drive in response to swine flu outbreak, the program had to be stopped shortly after the shots caused over 500 cases, as I mentioned earlier, the Guillain-Barré syndrome, a severe paralyzing nerve disease. 30 people died as a direct result of that vaccination. During the phone conversation, the legal counsel discusses the potential of future mandatory swine flu vaccination program and states that constitutional, there's no doubt about it, mandatory vaccinations are legal under the Supreme Court. Absolutely. Now, the caller responds, he said, I'm an American and I have the right to make my own decision whether or not someone sticks a needle in me. To which the legal counsel responds, that's not true. That's not true at all. As a lawyer, you believe that I don't have the right to deny a vaccination, asked the caller. to which the legal counsel responds, absolutely. I don't know why you have a problem with that. Mandatory vaccines are constitutional, adding that it doesn't matter about personal or religious objections. The caller then asks how many mandatory vaccines would be enforced by law, for example, somebody sticking a gun in my face, to which the legal counsel responded, you could be held liable. The legal counsel at Arkansas State Mental Health, State Health Department, strike the mental, cites the 1905 Supreme Court case of Jacobson versus Massachusetts to argue that governments can force citizens to take vaccines. Less than 50 years before, in Dred Scott versus Sanford, the Supreme Court also ruled that black people were slaves, property of their slave owners with no inherent rights whatsoever. 22 years after Jacobson versus Massachusetts and Buck versus Bell, the Supreme Court also ruled that people designated feeble-minded by the government could be sterilized. Now, the fact that the Supreme Court made a ruling over 100 years ago saying the government could inject people by force doesn't make it morally or constitutionally justifiable. To stick needles in people at gunpoint by government decree is blatantly unconstitutional under any reasonable definition of basic human rights or freedoms enumerated by the founders in the Constitution itself. American Indians were rounded up and sent to death camps under legal orders, but that didn't make it right or justifiable. A member of the, let's move on here. As previously reported, Time magazine has been preparing Americans to accept the idea of mandatory vaccinations, reporting on April 28th that mass vaccination program is being ready to combat swine flu, while also urging Americans to trust the government is working for greater good and not to resist the draconian measures. Stefan in California. Hello, Stefan.
I just wanted to, for the record, explain my term of the yellow shirts, and I heard the other caller. In the grocery store chain HEB, their employees typically wear red or blue T-shirts.
Right.
Now, the yellow shirts, as I call them, are the gentlemen that stand near the exits of the entrance of the store, and they're wearing collared button yellow shirts, and they're standing there, and, you know, they're greeting people as they come in, but they're not carrying any weapons at this time. However, I have asked them in the past, and they kind of just smiled at me, and I said when a red alert is called or anything, and they would say, one guy was military. Anyway, I just wanted to explain, those are the yellow shirts. They're different than the other employees in the supermarket. Their job is specifically at the door.
All right. I appreciate you vetting that out for me. Thank you, Stefan.
You got it. Take care.
All right. I'll give you an example. We've had problems, as I mentioned earlier, about the Food and Drug Administration. They've got one of our advertisers locked up in prison right now. And this is because he didn't meet FDA guidelines. Well, and this is true, folks. The FDA declares form of vitamin B6 a drug. Now, it's effectively banning pyridoxamine from dietary supplements. The FDA has effectively banned a natural occurring form of B6 called pyridoxamine by declaring it to be a drug, reports the American Association for Health Freedom. Responding to a petition filed by the drug company, the FDA declared pyridoxamine to be a new drug. Now, any nutritional supplements containing this will be considered adulterated and illegal by the FDA, which may raid vitamin companies and seize such products. Pyridoxamine occurs naturally in fish, chicken, and other foods, putting the FDA in a strange position of banning a substance from dietary supplements, even though it's already present in the food supply. Now, it's not the first time the FDA has declared a natural molecule to be a drug. While attacking nutritional supplements that contain the same molecule, a similar story unfolded with red yeast rice and the lovastatin molecules it contains that lower high cholesterol. The drug companies engaged in a kind of a viral conspiracy, ripped off the molecule from the red yeast rice to make their own now-famous statin drugs, Once the statin drugs were patented, the big pharma and the FDA went after red yeast rice, claiming the supplement was adulterated with pharmaceuticals. Now, it wasn't really adulterated, of course. It just contained a natural statin drug-like molecule that the drug companies copied and patented. Now, it would be like Big Pharma patenting vitamin C, then the FDA claiming that all oranges and lemons were adulterated with drugs because they naturally contain what? Their own vitamin C. Now, this is insanity of the FDA as how it operates today. Still, with this ruling on pyridoxamine affect nutritional supplements? Yes. Any supplements containing this form of B6 can now be declared adulterated by the FDA. Manufacturers of such supplements can be arrested and shut down for engaging in illegal drug trafficking. Such is the nature of the FDA's agenda to criminalize nutritional supplements and their companies and limit consumers' access to Mother Nature's remedies. Folks, there's a company out there right now, and I know you've seen the commercials, 5-Hour Energy. It's got B6 and B12 in it. Now, this could be regulated, and they could say that, wait a minute, this is adulterated. It's adulterated with this form of B6. Now, this company is selling about $5 million a week. Last time I heard, 5 million bottles of this stuff a week. Now, there's other companies out there making all kinds of energy drinks, many of which are just loaded with acids that will probably eat the enamel off your teeth. They give you heartburn. So this stuff is in small bottles. It's easily taken, but they could be under attack. Well, these people are making millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars every week. I hope these people will fight the FDA. By the way, the pyridoxamine drug is designed to prevent the progression of diabetic neuropathy. It's a kidney disease. Most likely, the FDA will eventually approve the drug for that condition, even while claiming B6 supplements containing the very same chemical are useless and inert. It's another classic operation tactic of the FDA. Ban the herb, but promote the drug using the same chemicals. The same thing happened with ephedra. Remember that one? A traditional Chinese medicine herb known as Ma Huang. The FDA banned the herb, saying it was dangerous at any dose, but pharmaceuticals containing the very same molecules, ephedrine, are still being sold over-the-counter as cold medicines, meaning they're available to any child without a prescription. The bottom line is this. The FDA approvals and bans have nothing to do with science and everything to do with protecting drug company profits. If a drug company can make money selling a vitamin as a drug, the FDA will gladly ban the vitamin and protect the drug. If a drug company can rip off molecules from Mother Nature and patent them, the FDA will ban those same molecules found in nature. Now, all of this points to the urgent need to reform the FDA. I personally would like to see the little organization done away with. A new petition demanding real FDA reform will be announced by Natural News in the coming days. And that report was from naturalnews.com if you would like to read more about it. And folks, you know, the whole thing about this is you have to educate yourself. I understand that sometimes this stuff gets technical, but when you've got people marching you in a certain direction and demanding that you do certain things, it is time to start taking notice. As it's been said many times, many ways, over the years, just follow the money. Just follow the money. By the way, we have on our website, republicbroadcasting.org, the latest flu pandemic news. By clicking on that, it will take you to Pandemic Flu Online. Swine flu, the CIA, and Fidel Castro, Obama team mulls new quarantine regulations, rush to get the national swine flu jabs ready, UK, minister plans swine flu vaccinations in every school, and again, United Kingdom. So educate yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Educate yourself. You know, I've covered these vaccines extensively over the years. These mandatory vaccinations, absolutely horrendous. And then years later, they find out that there's side effects. So now do you understand why our Congress at the United States, at the behest of the big pharma cartels, folks, they donate a lot of money to the political campaigns. It's understandable now why their Congress is in the hip pocket of these pharma cartels. We're talking about billion-dollar industries, folks. They want to protect their profits. You, under the guise of protecting you, with untested stuff, they're willing to use you as the guinea pig and quite possibly kill you. I wished I were making this stuff up. Unfortunately, I'm not. We'll break, finish out the Friday edition of the National Intel Report right after this.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Nutrients 21 brings you this flu preparedness update. Research indicates that while certain vitamins can boost your immunity, the most important role is that specific vitamins appear to help modulate your immune system response and prevent a cytokine storm. Cytokines are part of your immune response to a viral attack. A cytokine storm is an explosive reaction of your immune system to pathogens, and it can be as deadly as the flu. The high flu fatality rate among young people with strong immune systems is usually attributed to cytokine storms. Taking the right vitamins in the right amount is critical to developing a modulated response to a viral attack. At Nutrients 21, we have formulated the world's most advanced immune system supplement, and it's called Ultra Immunity. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. Ultra Immunity provides the critical amount of vitamins needed to maintain a strong, balanced immune system. For full details on this survival supplement, visit ultraimmunity.com. That's ultraimmunity.com.
Let's close it out this way, folks. And, you know, ironically, I was just thinking about this morning. We have the story up on republicbroadcasting.org. California judge rules Sprint early termination fees to be illegal. A judge in California has ruled that Sprint Nextel's early termination fees are illegal and said the wireless operator should pay back $18.2 million in collected fees to consumers, a decision that could sway decisions on similar cases throughout the country. The preliminary decision released earlier this week is a major blow to Sprint and other phone companies in their battle to defend themselves against angry consumers who say fees imposed on them when they leave the company's services are unlawful. Verizon Wireless, which is also being sued in California, has already settled its case, agreeing to pay $21 million to settle all claims against the company. After the decision against Sprint, there's a chance that cases against T-Mobile and AT&T could also be settled. Early termination fees have been around for as long as the cell phone services themselves. Wireless operators impose the fees, which can be as high as $200 per line, on customers who cancel service before their contracts have expired. Phone companies say they must impose these fees to recover the cost of subsidizing handsets and for guaranteeing low monthly service charges, but consumer advocates don't buy that argument, and they say the fees are excessive and restrict customers' abilities to switch services. Now, the lawsuit was divided. Cell phone users fed up with these fees took their complaints to the California court and formed a class in a lawsuit against the four major carriers in 2006. The court separated the cases, which has been dealing with them individually. Sprint initially won the first battle for its courtroom war. Alameda County Superior Court Judge Bonnie Sabral had further split the case, leaving a jury to answer the question of whether customers had in fact broken their contracts with Sprint. In June, the jury found that indeed customers had broken the contracts with Sprint. The jury found that Sprint customers had paid $73.8 million in early termination fees, while the company had lost $225 million. But it was the judge herself who decided whether or not the contracts were even legal. And earlier this week, Sabral issued a preliminary finding that stated these contracts were not legal. She ordered Sprint to pay $18.2 million to customers who had already paid these fees, and she ordered the company to stop trying to collect the $54.7 million from other customers who haven't yet paid the charges they were assessed. But it's still unclear if Sabra's preliminary ruling will stand. Both parties in the suit have an opportunity to file additional arguments to sway the judge before she issues her final opinion. Matt Sullivan, a spokesman for Sprint, said, "We're disappointed by the judge's tentative decision, but we are now focusing on our response to the court." Now, legal experts say that even if she stands by her initial opinion, it's likely that Sprint will appeal the decision. Sprint may also get relief from the federal government. The Federal Communications Commission is currently considering a proposal by Chairman Kevin Martin, which would give the FCC authority to regulate these fees. Okay, so we're going to take something that is found to be illegal, and we'll have the government moderate it and support and defend lawsuits against these companies, is the way I'm reading this. Weird but true, folks. A lot of weird stuff going on. At any rate, I've had my own personal battles with the telecommunications companies. It just goes on. Battle after battle. More people join in battles, more wars will be won, and the freer and the richer will be. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. And thank you to our affiliates out there. Remember, support the affiliates as well as supporting this network, because it makes it possible to hear the stuff that's going on. We'll see you Monday. Red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back. With recent